It's the Rick Emerson Show live from Portland. Thank you for coming by and making it fun to be listening to. Rick, this email says, the rumor I heard that was that Tom and Katie tried to sell baby pictures of Sir Regis like Brad and Angelina, but nobody wanted to buy them and meet the price they wanted. Don't know if it's true. You know, that would serve us all a lot better, by the way, if they just started telling celebrities to pound it and they just started shaving zeros off what they were going to. It's like that thing of Adam Carolla hanging up on Ann Coulter. Have we all heard that?
Yes.
Yeah. See, if everybody would do that for like 15 minutes, she'd go away. There you go. Just take a look. I'm not Yes?
No, okay. Well, somebody then did put up the money. Actually, one of the magazines was going to pay for it. And then Tom Cruise pulled his offer. So
really?
That's what's leading people to believe that there's something wrong with the baby. I cannot believe we're having this conversation.
I can't believe that I'm immediately giggling about the phrase, there's something wrong with the baby. No, because here's the thing. Because then,
God, imagine that poor little thing, like, in that mansion, no medical treatment.
Well, send it back and get one that isn't.
It doesn't need medical treatment. It's got the power of...
Just sitting there in silence reading L. Ron Hubbard books. Or having them read to him.
All right. Do you ever notice how much that guy looks like the skipper from Gilligan's Island, too? L. Ron Hubbard? And he's got weird purpley features, and his voice, it's true, his skin has got a weird, unholy purple tinge to it. Maybe it's the tinge of knowledge. Sarah's drawing a finger across the throat. What?
I thought he was dead.
He's dead. No, he was purple before that.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Presumably, he's also purple now. And spiderwebby. No, have you heard him speak?
No.
If you want, there's a great Bill Curtis. Hey, here's a fun fact, by the way. Bill Curtis is the voice that our voice guy, Max. Can you play one of our, how ironic that his name is Max, by the way. Can you play a liner?
Yeah.
Just any random liner here. He's modeled on Bill Curtis.
You're listening to the Rick Emerson Show.
Bill,
here we go, Mike. Solid State Radio.
His whole thing was, because you know how like with Johnny Depp, it's always like, well, I'm Ronald Reagan meets Casey Kasem. That's how he did Ed Wood. Mm. For our voice guy, I wanted Bill Curtis meets Robert Stack. Bill Curtis, expensive. Robert Stack, dead. Max McGill, affordable, alive. It's 503-733-2970. Anyway, but if you listen to... the hell am I talking about now? Oh, if you listen to L. Ron Hubbard
talk...
We're
not listening to you.
If you listen to his actual voice, like Bill Curtis did this whole thing on A&E about Scientology. And it was like one of those, Scientology, the truth within. You know, or one of those things. And you listen to L. Ron Hubbard talk... And his voice, it just sounds like he's an old Victrola that's been underwound. It's a whole lot of... It's all really weird and adenoidal and all slow and whatnot. I don't know what I'm talking about here. Blah, blah, blah. Scientology. Oh, and what makes me laugh, though, when the phrase, is something wrong with the baby? Because of two things. A, when I hear that guy use the phrase, is something wrong with the baby, it makes me think of... It makes me think of that Shel Silverstein, Someone Ate the Baby poem. That's really the main reason it makes me laugh. Because in my head, I just hear that Someone Ate the Baby thing.
I don't remember that poem.
You don't remember Ate the Baby?
I think you have it, don't
We've
you?
We've played it on the air. You've never heard Someone Ate the Baby? It's the best Shel Silverstein poem of all time. And I'm unashamed to say that I own many Shel Silverstein books even as an adult.
That's creepy.
No, they're fantastic. There's nothing wrong with it. There's nothing creepy about it. You own no
Someone
children's
ate the
books.
Baby?
Oh, you mean not about owning Shel Silverstein, the actual... No, his poems are all creepy.
Books, yeah.
His poems are all... When is the last time you sat and read a lot of, like, your favorite children's books? They're all creepy. You got James and the Giant Peach. I've talked about that a lot. First page, parents eaten alive by a giant animal. Second page, sent to live with Aunt Sponge and Spiker, who beat him mercilessly, and then make him work all day in the sun and lock him in a cage at night. Of course, then he victoriously crushes them to death with the giant peach, and all the animals do a little, all the insects do a little dance about how they've just killed Aunt Sponge and Aunt Spiker. It's fantastic. And we've talked about Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. Shel Silverstein stuff is all messed up, though. That Someone Ate the Baby is the worst. It's a whole lot of, Someone Ate the Baby. And he talks just like that, by the way. So she won't be out to play. Ate the Baby. What?
No, that's pretty accurate.
That's exactly what he sounds like. And at the end, I'll give the spoiler. At the end, it is revealed that the narrator himself ate the baby.
Okay.
There you go.
The robot did it. The only poetry I see is on public transportation, but I've never seen that one.
And it all contains the word ass.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, you're talking about that poetry on the TriMet thing?
Yeah.
Well, that's a waste of goddamn tax money. Do you ever sit there on TriMet and you're looking at that poetry, but you're thinking, I paid for that. I want my money back.
How was this chosen?
The poetry is stupid. I'm going to be I'll say that right now. Poetry is retarded. And you know why? Because
is there a poetry director?
No, probably. I'd like to know the process. This show has gotten so far afield. I'd like to know the process by which that poetry is chosen.
It's pretty bad.
It's got to rhyme, first of all. If it doesn't rhyme, it's not a poem. It's just a bunch of crap you put on paper. You know it's true.
That is not true.
It is true.
I'm not saying that. No, but rhyming would not help the poems.
Well, no, they wouldn't be any better, but I'm saying it should rhyme. Dark. Yes, no, it should rhyme. Here's why I think a lot of art is a scam. Because it's all purely subjective. And I don't mean subjective in the sense that, like, Tim thinks Napoleon Dynamite is good and we know differently. I'm talking about subjective in the sense that it always seems to be this external peer pressure that determines whether something is art or not. Did you see that article this weekend about that guy that mistakenly sold those Van Goghs for, like, $5? It was on one of Yahoo's headlines. This guy had these Van Goghs. Oh, Storm is on the phone. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I've had the call screening thing down. So the Rockstar Supernova people have been listening to me talk about Van Gogh for like an hour. I'm sorry. I didn't realize that. Okay, let me find our theme. Remember that I was bitching about Van Gogh, though. All right. Hold on. Let me find my sounder. Yes, no, I realize that. Okay, hey, Sarah. So it's do you have the... It's A Storm open. We're as we now... This is the inaugural edition, by the way. Let us now begin this, the inaugural edition of the Rick Emerson Show, Stormwatch!
Attention residents of the greater metropolitan Portland area and surrounding cities and suburbs. The Rick Emerson Show is issuing a severe storm watch in your area.
First and foremost, I am a performer. I take command of the stage. I take control of the show and give everybody a good time.
Storm, did it freak you out to be the first performer tonight?
I like being first. I am unafraid.
All right, let's now welcome to the Rick Emerson Show one of the featured performers and eventual victor on Rockstar Supernova, airing Tuesdays and Wednesdays on many of these fine CBS television stations. Our very own Storm Large.
Storm.
Welcome to
the
show.
Hey, everybody.
Hi, Storm. Hey.
How you guys doing?
I'm sorry, I didn't even see you. I had the thing, I had the little thing minimized on my screen. I didn't know you were waiting on hold there.
You know what, sweetie? It was awesome because I could get to listen to you a little bit. I don't get to hear you while I'm here, so it was really nice actually to be on hold and hear you. It was great.
You guys are basically living in a fortress of solitude, right?
Pretty much a fortress of solitude with a lot of beautiful antiques and views of downtown LA and really good food, and we get to rock out. So it's kind of a prison, but it's kind of cool too.
All right, so this is you.
It's like rock and roll band boot camp.
I
know that house is amazing.
That house is fantastic that you're living
beautiful.
In this mansion.
Oh yeah.
And so do you guys all have like your own rooms? Are they?
Yeah. Did you watch the reality portion?
I watched the reality portion, but it looked like
they all have roommates.
Now, what am I?
I know what I'm talking about.
No, you're talking, but that was only on the web part, wasn't it?
Yeah, but that's the reality show portion,
see,
isn't it, Storm?
I didn't watch the web part because it was stressing me out too much. There was this online webisode, as they call it, and it was the same one where you were helping the girl, you know, when you're moving in and all that stuff.
Oh, but you know what? I'm not allowed to actually hear about that, which is really weird. I experienced all of it, but I'm not allowed to hear about anything but what was on television.
I'm not
privy to what kind of editing they're doing and making me look, you know, whatever, however they're deciding.
You look fantastic.
Thank you.
All right. Okay.
Thank you very much. But I can only talk about the TV, what aired, right? Yeah, okay.
As we go along.
I'm being monitored.
I'll just have them fit me with a shock collar, and when I get off on a road I'm not allowed to discuss, they can just tase me. Well, first of all, we should say, fantastic job on the premiere episode when you sang Pinball Wizard. It was great, especially going first, man. I mean, it's got to be a lot of pressure.
It was at first. I was kind of like, why do you want me to go first? And they said, well, it's like a set list. It's kind of how the songs were arranged. And they asked me, they said, do you mind going first? And I go, absolutely not. Inside, I was kind of like, wah! But so I was like, yeah, hell yeah, you know, whatever. Started off with a bang.
Now, I got to say that our first observation about that whole thing was that you were fantastic by not blowing it all in the first performance. By, you know, because I think people who've seen you live and they've seen Storm and the Balls, they know that you are capable of really going to 11, but you just kind of, you were like a solid 7 in terms of energy, which is good.
Right. Very good.
Because you got to, you know, because that lets it escalate as the weeks go on.
Absolutely, absolutely. If the weeks go on, you know, who knows what America's going to think at any time. You know, you could end up in the bottom three and be singing for your job. But yeah, it's kind of good to play it close to the chest, as they say in the biz. Now, I guess.
Are you allowed to talk about your competitors at all?
A little bit, yeah, sure.
Did you? I mean,
what do you want to know about?
Oh, I want to know like personal stuff. Like, are you getting along well with everybody?
You know what? Everybody is so cool. I know there was like some drama on some of the shows, but we were wasted. And it was, well, we were wasted, and stuff happens when you're excited and wasted, and we didn't really know each other, so we're still kind of, you know, sniffing butts, as they say in the dog business. But everybody here is so unique and so incredibly talented and really fundamentally get down to brass tacks. So cool.
When this last vote off happened, did you have any sense of who it was going to? And I forget his name. It was the guy who I always call him. I would say he looks like Paul McCartney.
He looks like, I called him, I nicknamed him Dawson because he looked like he belonged on the WB.
Totally.
He's so cute.
I mean, did you have any sense of who it was going to be? Did you feel, safe when they were tallying up and voting? Did you in your inside go, it's not going to be me? Or were you worried about it?
I felt kind of safe, but, you know, there's always that chance. When they called up Ryan and Zaira, I was shocked. I was really, really shocked. I couldn't believe it, but, you know, votes come in and the time zones, and you have to allow for people's, you know, times and the way they tally. Anyone could end up in the bottom six, you know.
Right.
But the bottom three wasn't a huge shock. And when Matt was told, you know, it was all about song selection, you know, we kind of figured Matt would be asked to leave. We thought it was Chris. Even I think Chris thought it was going to be Chris. And
which song did he sing?
Chris was the guy that sang that that weird version of Roxanne, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I got to say, I like that guy. His version of Roxanne was terrible, but I like the fact that he was trying to do something a little different. Like, he was not,
exactly.
You know, he had his own kind of style going on.
He has incredible, he's really young, and he has an incredible sense of self, and he's got these three superpowers of rock saying, dude, that sucked, and he's like, no, it didn't.
Yeah.
And he stood his ground, and he's really very strong-willed and cool. And that was really surprising to me, and very, very enheartening.
We should talk about Delana, the crazy girl.
Can I just tell you, dude? She's me in a pint size with lots of colors in her hair.
That's what I thought when I saw her pointing off to the side of the stage at one performance. I'm like, I bet anything she's pointing at Storm, because I could see you, you know, like waving your arms around.
And we're walking a fine line here, because I know that you're living with these guys and you're becoming close to some, maybe not close to others. But on the other hand, we really want to support you and give our honest opinion. So it's so tempting for us to just be like, screw them! They're all terrible! You know?
But Delana is a force of nature. She is one of the most, you know me, I've toured all over the country, parts of Europe, and I've seen all kinds of bands and all kinds of artists. I've never seen anyone like Delana. She can control a room like I can. But even a more unique, intense power. She's fantastic and such a lovely human being. She's just, you just want to be around her. She's fantastic.
So I was trying to figure out her labret piercing. Is it like a hook that goes all the way down to the bottom of her chin?
It looked like a goatee, to be honest.
I know. It's a piercing. It's like a regular lower lip piercing, but she has these hooks that go down. They're really beautiful and very scary and creepy. But she's just a silly little Tasmanian devil. Just love mom.
Hey, speaking of her and everybody, we saw this photo, and I don't know if you can talk about this or not, but it was a promo photo that Brad, the car guy, sent us of you all posing in a hot tub. Just fantastic, by the way.
Was it just the girls or was it everybody?
It was everybody, but the only two actually in the hot tub were you and again, I'm blanking on names, but the Southern girl, the 22-year-old.
Oh, Dana.
My future wife. Yeah. She's got a little crush on me.
Dana is so sweet. Isn't she beautiful?
And you guys, the best part is you guys are the only ones actually in the hot tub, and then you're like putting your arm in a reassuring fashion on her arm as though you're going to cuddle with her later.
Oh yes.
Yes. It's fantastic.
Hey, so
we're all planning slumber parties and like tickle parties and back rub trains and all kinds of stuff like that, guys.
Excellent. Can I just ask one more question?
Yeah, we're talking to Storm Large, Portland icon and competitor on Rockstar Supernova.
So does that blonde chick look as much like Pamela Anderson as she does when she was singing?
Oh, Taylor Dane? Yeah.
Jill.
Yeah.
She does, when she comes straight out of the shower, and let me tell you, she is a little stick of dynamite. She's fantastic. When she's fresh out of the shower, I could see a resemblance, but she's got her own unique little look going on. She's a firecracker. I love her. She's like kind of my, not roommate, but wingmate. The house is kind of comprised of wings. And it's me and Jenny in one room, and Patrice and Jill in another, and we share a bathroom. So we're all kind of like slumber pals.
I know you're probably under like a time constraint here, but there's a couple more things that we've been asked a lot by people, one of which is on last Thursday's episode, there was that moment where that guy Lucas, who's sort of the new wave-looking guy, was talking a lot of smack about people who sucked and who was going to be in the top three. And, I mean, is that... Would you feel like that was put on just for that one moment, or is that guy, is he really that aggressive with everybody?
He is incredibly talented, and he does, and confident in his talent. He gives off an immediate impression of total cocky ass. But he is he blows my mind with how talented he is, and he is a beautiful human being. He really is. And, you know, to be put on the spot like that, basically was asked to be a dick on national television,
right,
and international television, and he faced the music and he said, okay, these are my brothers and sisters, but I will tell you my honest opinion, and I think that took a lot of balls.
Yeah, no, that's true.
Did you see me throwing the ball sign?
No.
I was like, yo, Portland! Cool.
I was actually going to ask you that, but as we kind of wrap this up here, two things. A, is there anything you can tell us about tomorrow night's episode?
It's going to be the best thing you've ever seen, pretty much. For fans of Rockstar, rumor has it, it's the best episode ever.
Fantastic. Somebody emailed me a spoiler, which I have not read. I've resisted. And it was a spoiler, and I understand you probably can't tell us, but it was a link saying, click here if you want to know what Storm sings on Tuesday. And apparently it's the inside word from somebody who was there. And I haven't clicked on it because I'm torn, but it said, hint, hint, Rick, it will make you very happy.
All right.
So,
don't say it.
I know I'm not going to say it, but I'm just saying that
Rick, I know you can't say it,
so
and you know that I can't say it, but I'm going to tell you, yes, Rick, you will be so incredibly happy.
It takes so much willpower. Is there anything before you go anything you want to say to anybody in Portland, any shout-outs you want to give to anybody who's out there listening, just the people or, you know,
or specific
special people, anything you want?
Right next to me.
Love my balls. I miss my Davey like crazy. And I miss Portland. I love you guys so much. And I'm doing really well, and I'm being treated really well. And it's a really intense, crazy time, but you guys will see me at home at some point for sure. If not on television, I'll be stumbling back in through PDX with my bags.
Hey, we're gonna see you at the Rose Garden, sister.
Right on, baby. I'll see you there.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Storm Large, and you can see her tomorrow and Wednesday and for many, 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 many weeks thereafter on Rockstar Supernova. We'll talk to you soon, Storm.
Hi, baby. I love you.
There you go. Ladies and gentlemen, Storm Large. There you go. Let's close it out. That's our Storm Watch for Monday.
Spicy.
Careful, sailor. It's a long way to the top if you want to rock and roll.
Super dope. That was badass, man.
All right, there you go. There's our inaugural Storm Watch. By the way, I got to give props to our man Jarrus out there, who created about half of that. And then I was working on the AC/DC thing. It was totally like his peanut butter, my chocolate kind of a thing, where he sent me, he's like, I made this thing. And I'd already been working on this thing, so we sort of mashed them together. And that's the new Storm Watch thing.
What can we say our special guest now?
I don't know. Can we?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know rules. I don't know. I guess it's true. Okay, Davey. Davey Nipples?
Yes.
The Davey that she just mentioned. How are you, sir?
I am well.
Now, we should give a little behind the scene, and I know we're going to run late, but you know what? We're just going to run late. We should talk about a little bit of behind the scenes drama that goes on here, because we just talked to Storm Large, who's on Rockstar Supernova. You can see her tomorrow. And then Wednesday. And it just, as stressed out as we are, I can't even imagine. Davey, we are hamstrung by all of the, I think we're all hamstrung by these rules. You heard right there, stuff she can't talk about.
Mm-hmm.
She can't talk about anything on the net. She doesn't have access to the net. She can't talk about anything but what the 44 minutes that each week that air on television. And then Davey's here, and I know she actually, what is it, she gets one phone call a week to friends and family?
She gets like 15 minutes a week.
And the irony is, she can call us as much as she wants. She can call the media.
Well, that's why I'm
anytime
chasing her around, finding out where
that's
she's
why Davey's
going
to be a guest on
and
here.
Yeah, so Davey.
I'll be here every Monday.
So Davey, of course, who has been with Storm in the balls and with Storm
in life.
In real life, which I guess we, for a while, we didn't talk about, but I guess we can say it now. So you are Storm's significant other.
Cat's out of the bag now.
Well, there you go, kids. So you've seen him on stage there. He's holding the bass and looking all cool. And he's Storm's.
He's holding Storm later on at that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's Storm's S.O., as the kids say, in real life. And, But she can't really talk to you much at all. And so Davey texted me last night. He's like, so I hear Storm's going to be on. Maybe I'll just come sit in the studio and listen.
Which
is, no, it's like a lady hawk kind of a thing, because you're sitting right here, and yet I don't think you're allowed to talk to her. And so we're like, Davey, you can't speak. You just have to listen. Which is what we're trying to do everything we can here, because it's got to be like, the stress for you has got to be just like off the charts.
It's pretty harsh. I mean, as far as information, you guys probably hear about as much as I hear.
Right.
So our conversations are pretty basic. There's a lot of editing going on.
Because she can't tell you anything.
No, and I've got a big mouth, and so I'll be kind of forward, and I'll push it until the guy will be like, hey, no.
Right.
No.
Oh, so is it when you talk to her, is there a handler that steps in? Like, it's like when you're talking to a guy in prison, and you're like, so, did you pick up that package that I told you? And there's a guy saying, conversation terminated. You know, and then it's just over.
It's probably worse than prison, because in prison, I think you can say whatever you want to say. But no, yeah, she's in a room, and there's a speaker and a monitor. So there's like other contestants in the room.
So everybody who's listening to us right now, as we were talking crap. Oh.
Exactly.
What did we say? Did we say anything bad?
We didn't say anything bad. No, you kept calling that girl the crazy girl.
Well, that's what everybody's calling her, the crazy
girl. Totally nutty.
Hey, I bet, what's her name? Dana heard me talking about how she has a crush on me.
Well,
that's a pretty hot picture there.
That picture of Storm and that girl in the hot tub is like the hottest thing I've ever seen.
That's boobalicious.
Yes, it is. And so you learn everything the same time the rest of America does. You're sitting there on your couch watching it.
Yeah, pretty much.
I mean, bourbon in one hand and whiskey in the other.
It's really hard because, you know, there's someone you know and love very well, and your conversations are kept to almost a more than sterile situation. It's
right.
It's really, really difficult.
And just not being able to be there for somebody that you care about them is just
When you're with someone, when you're around, you play and rehearse and live with someone much, and then all of a sudden you're told you can't not speak to them.
Well, because even if you guys weren't together offstage, I mean, the band together, that's a bond that, I mean, it's just, I mean, I got stressed out and all weird. I mean, you remember a year ago, when Sarah went to KNRK.
Yes.
Sarah, our own Sarah X Dillon, who was doing mornings on the 94.7, which I was fine with, but at the same time, it's like, I was fine, but I was nervous for her, but I was kind of angry a little bit, and it's like, Sarah belongs to me!
No one else!
Well, I want to say it, but I mean, it's not like I was unhappy for you. But at the same time, I hope that Greg doesn't take her away from me, and I'm all, and like, wanting her to do well, but then, just kind of wanting her just to be back on my show. And then every time something would go right or go wrong, it's like I'm just, going back and forth about the whole thing. And it was just all this stress. And, I mean, that's not even on the same level as this. I mean, I can't,
I mean,
Sarah and I aren't dating,
The impact of how this may end up could be life-altering. It will be for everybody involved. So I think when she gets to in the top five, there's going to have to be some sort of campaign to get her kicked off, like, second place, so she can come back.
He just said, I
will deny ever hearing this.
Seriously.
You said, like, you're blank.
He just said your inner monologue.
The best of all worlds if she goes out second. Well, look, I mean, let's be honest. I don't want to tempt fate, but I'm saying, even if you go out second, that Chris Daughtry guy from American Idol.
Oh, all of them get record.
I'm not, and as you know, I'm not a big American Idol fan, but that guy could sing.
Well,
he went out second or third or something. He got asked to join that band Fuel. He just signed a record deal today, actually. He just signed a record deal. He didn't even win.
Right. Well, so, put it this way. If you come in third or fourth and you've been on TV for, you know, it's like 20 million viewers, they say, on the average. If if you do that for 2 months straight and you get the boot, like third or fourth place, you're writing your own ticket.
Oh, because you have auditioned. Because you know record execs watch the show.
Yeah.
You know the tapes get passed around inside the industry. I mean, this is going to be a big boon to you guys.
Oh, yeah.
Whether she wins, lose,
it'll be awesome. I mean, so. I'm so happy for her. I couldn't be supporting her more. You know, it's hard. It's difficult. But I have to say, my heart is where hers is. And this is something she really wanted to do. And I'm all about it. And I will support her. No
and the guys on that show were all hideous and untalented anyway. So you...
They all wear more makeup than Storm.
I'm just going to say what we're all thinking right now, which is she's living in a mansion. She's drunk with a bunch of guys. They got nothing, brother.
I'm not too worried.
No, that I wouldn't worry about that at all. I'd worry about that hot southern chick, though.
She can take care of herself.
Oh, man.
Well, that doesn't bother me so much. The hot tub shot's pretty good.
Dude, it was really all I could do at home not to just, like, crop out everybody but the two of them, blow it up, and make it my wallpaper.
Because
that would last, like, I know, because it would be creepy. And then it would be weird. And it's like, I can't, because it's like, you know, because we've known Storm for so long, and it's like, it would just be weird. But, and
yeah,
plus,
and you're sitting right next to her boyfriend.
And plus my wife would come in. Well, it's not really, I mean...
Like that link you put on your website?
Well, I was going to say, it's weird, as I say, digging myself in further. It's not even about Storm, though. It's just like her and that chick and like the hot tub. It's like the best photo ever. Right. I have to say, I'm all embarrassed. I do feel kind of weird whenever we post photos to Storm where she's looking all sexy and hot.
Right.
Like, I do feel just all conflicted about it, actually. I'm like, God, this feels wrong. Like, it's like a weird brother... sister-in-law kind of thing.
You know what? Nobody would be able to date her unless they had the capability of separating from that, because you have to share her with the world. That's just the way it is.
Yeah.
And I'm totally okay with it. You can look at her dirty pictures, right?
No. I'm just saying it's... No, that's a whole long thing.
You see that funny tickle? Sliding down the gym rope?
Moving forward. Okay, here's where we are, Sarah.
I know,
also awkward
now.
Way behind.
McCarthy's on the phone. People have been holding for like an hour. We got this break to do. Baby's
well, I can merge the break. Why don't we?
Let's do McCarthy right now. Then we'll take these calls. So if you're calling, please just have my forgiveness.
Sorry.
Well, what are you going to do? Let's welcome now to the Rick Emerson Show. Live from the Dirty South, our good friend, the CNN radio correspondent, Ed McCarthy. How are you, sir?
Folks, how are you today?
It's been a busy, awkward day. Falling farther behind by the moment. How's life in Atlanta?
Not too bad for a Monday.
No, is it true now? Is gas over $3 a gallon there?
Yeah, it is in certain spots, you know, and it all depends because they rotate this gas tax, you know, everywhere. It's not just here, but I mean, they have the state gas taxes that they rotate. So, you know, in addition to worrying about Korean missiles that I've got bottle rockets that can go farther than that, but. You know, that's always something to set off the price. They call it the international tension factor.
Well, I know we ask this question a lot, but you don't go to the store and like a loaf of bread costs $1 and then the next day it costs like 40 cents and then it's like $3 and it just doesn't, I mean, are they just spinning a wheel somewhere? Is that kind of what this is? Like there's some guy in a turban spinning some sort of wheel of gas prices and that's why this happens?
Wheel of gas prices, yeah.
That's gotta be it. What do we charge Americans today?
We'll see that at the casino.
Seriously, survey says $3.12. All glory to Allah. And then they just, you know, and there
know.
You go.
I know, and so it's up, you know, and I saw it one day, and I said, you know, they've got you so screwed up now that you think, whoa, Korea just fired a missile.
Yeah.
We better go gas up tonight, you know?
It makes no sense at all, the whole thing. And as I always say, the only upside here is I hope for violent riots at the gas pumps, but there's been a shortage of those as well. It's just
and down here you were hoping for gunfire.
After the hurricane, everybody's got guns now. So I'm thinking guns, I'm thinking it's hot, I'm thinking gas lines. That's a recipe for endless fodder for the Rick Emerson Show, and yet it's failed to materialize.
It's a recipe now when you talk about the hurricane thing, because that's the other ace in the hole here for these guys. I mean, you know, if you have a hurricane or a tropical storm, boom, it'll go up again, you know, just like that.
Yeah, it's all crazy. Hey, you were on vacation, weren't you?
For 2 weeks.
I meant to ask you how your vacation went.
It was great. I shot a 43 and a 39 Saturday to end it. Finally, I said, you know what? It's all over. You're going back to work. The golf game is gone now.
Fantastic. All right, my friend.
Hey, one quick question
for you.
I got daughter coming out your way in August. How much do you charge for tickets for the Rick Emerson Show?
What's that?
I said daughter is coming out there in August. She's going to be out in Portland.
Your daughter?
Yes.
What is it now? Can I ask what she's coming to Portland for?
Well, she's on a tour with, actually, they go around these festivals for, she's a mountain bike racer.
Ah, okay.
Cool.
And so, anyway, they're going to do that and set up. I'll give you the info later. But, anyway, she wanted to know if she could possibly get into the studio and watch your show.
I don't know. We put a pretty long line for, no, there's no line at all. There's no, no, that's fine. No, it's fantastic.
If you sell tickets, we'll get them in advance. Do we get them through Ticketmaster, or
yes.
What do we do?
Yes, there is a service charge.
She has to bring pictures of you, though.
Yeah, she's got it. Yeah, she's got to, no, you've got it. Yeah, you've got to send like a snow globe or something with her. You've got to send something to you. And then we'll have her do the news in your stead one day.
Okay, sounds good.
Fantastic. Well, you just let us know when she's passing through. We'll bring her on up.
We will.
All right, thank you. Talk to you soon. All right, there you go. All right. And that was after all the creepy talk about Storm and the girl in the hot tub.
He wasn't...
Wasn't he on for that? Oh, never mind. Never tell him. That was weird.
What was weird?
That his wife sent his daughter to hang out in the studio. I mean, I'm not complaining. It's cool. It's just strange. Isn't that kind of weird? That'd be like if you
cool.
sent your sister to hang out with Laura Caviezel for a day. CNN.
Oh, when we used to speak. Not me and my sister, but...
Oh, yeah. All right, let's get these calls. We're so behind with all of this. We'll get CJ in a moment. Alicia, how are you?
Hi.
Hey, you've been on hold for like a day and a half. I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, that's okay. It could be worse. I could be not calling on my cell phone.
All right. Now, look, being all saucy is not going to get you anywhere.
No, I was just calling about the CleanFlix thing.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I'm, like, so
yeah.
behind because you guys have talked about, like, 800 things since then.
Yeah. You have any comments about Ed McCarthy's daughter or gas or... No, we were talking about CleanFlix last hour, which is this company that's being sued because they sell edited version of Hollywood films without the studio's consent. Yeah.
Yeah, well, they actually have one in Lake Oswego.
Yeah.
So there's that big temple for... The Mormon church out there.
Is there a Mormon temple in Lake Oswego?
Oh, yeah.
I think I've been
huge.
To Lake Oswego.
You can see it from I-5.
I've been to Lake Oswego like once in my life, and it was like
you see the big golden
Moroni.
Angel.
Yeah.
Angel Moroni blowing the horn.
Yeah. No, Lake Oswego is one of those, it's like that one time I went to a country club for Christmas like 5 years ago. It's like I went to Lake Oswego once and I kind of looked around and I went, I don't belong here. And then I never went back.
I went to CleanFlix with my stepmom because she's all into that wholesome good stuff, but she wanted to watch The Matrix.
Yes.
So she bought The Matrix there.
What does an edited version of The Matrix look like?
I don't know, because they sell both of them. They give you the original version of it.
Right.
And the CleanFlix version, so it's like double the cost, but they give you both versions of it. So, of course, I got a free copy of The Matrix.
Fantastic.
Because she doesn't want rated R movies in her home.
Of course not.
But also, they have other movies there for sale that they tried to CleanFlix. I bought American Wedding there, because apparently if you cut that down, it's like 2 minutes long.
Yeah, seriously. There's just no, that's like selling a cleaned up version of this show. There's just nothing left.
Yeah, of course. So I got, you know, for like $10 or something, I bought American Wedding right after it came out.
So everybody should go there to load up like the 2 days before they go out of business.
Yeah, of course.
All right. Thank you, Alicia. We were sorry about again about the wait.
Oh, it's all right.
All right. Thank you.
Bye.
There you go. That's Alicia. CJ, hello.
Hey, Rick.
Hi, what's up?
Well, everybody's saying, where's the Tom Cruise baby?
Yes. Show me the baby. Blah, blah, blah. I'm only saying show me the baby now because they're going to start saying that in the headlines like any day now. They'll have run out of Tomcat.
Have Cuba Gooding Jr. scream it?
Yeah, and it'll be like a bad Photoshop of Tom, of Cuba Gooding. Show me the baby! That's it. I mean, it's the New York Post will be saying that any day now. Or you know,
it's going to be kind of hard for him to actually do that because there is no Tom Cruise baby.
Go on.
This is a pause during which you continue.
There's the whole controversy was back before Suri was supposedly born. There were pictures of Katie Holmes walking around.
Why do you care about this?
Because we all care about it, Rick. Don't act better than
I'm
him.
I'm not asking. I'm not acting better. I'm saying, I already know it's retarded that I care about it. I'm saying, CJ, you've got a life. You've got friends and a loved one, undoubtedly. Why do you care?
Because my loved one is my Xbox.
Oh, okay. How sad.
Anyway.
Okay, there you go. All right. So, anyway, before the baby was, quote, born, what?
Yeah, before Suri was allegedly born, there were pictures of Katie Holmes walking around shopping with what appeared to be a basketball.
Oh, Sarah's been claiming
website,
for... Sarah's old school that's a fake baby stomach, yeah.
Yeah, and all of a sudden... It was like 3 days later they had the baby.
Well, what reason would they have for faking a baby? I'm not saying they didn't, but I'm saying, like, what does it stand to gain them?
Maybe she had a miscarriage or something.
Three words. Mission Impossible 3.
Do you think it was all just for publicity?
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't know. It seems like, I mean, that's a ruse you got to maintain literally for the rest of your life then.
Well, you got to bear in mind, Tom Cruise is kind of kooky.
He is nutty, though.
And Katie Holmes hasn't been seen in like a month.
Yeah. Boy, it's too bad. Remember when she used to act, make movies?
Yeah, I saw a piece of Dawson's Creek this morning. She was so cute.
It's like Pieces of April. Same thing. Mm-hmm. Or wasn't she in Go? She was in Go, wasn't she? Yeah, she was good in that. Yeah, those days are over. So you don't believe there's a baby at all?
No.
All right. Well, the thing is, we'll never know. It's like Walt Disney being frozen. It's like we'll never know. We won't know until we're both alive. They won't uncork those records till we're both in the grave, my friend.
Absolutely.
All right. Thank you, CJ.
Yep.
All right. There you go. CJ,
I say maybe they're just biding their time now to find a stunt baby. Seriously.
It's possible. You'd think if you were Tom Cruise, you'd have the means to just to have bought a baby already. Don't you figure there's secret websites for the super rich? Like you talk about, well, they say that when you become super rich, they give you a black card.
Yeah.
Which is like, you know, there's gold card. Hell, I've got a platinum card and I get my credits in cinders. How hard can they be? But when you're a celebrity, you always hear you get a black card, like Paul McCartney. Like Vincent Chase has a black card on Entourage where you can buy like an island, you know. What do you want? I want to buy a space station. We'll put it on the black card, you know. I figure there's probably secret websites as well where you just, what do you need? I need to buy a baby. And it must have blue eyes and tousled blonde hair. And they're like, all right, will that be cash or charge, sir? And then you put it on the black card and the baby arrives. I've always figured that's the case. It's like my friend Martin, who is British, claimed for the longest time. This is his claim, by the way. I'm not saying this is true. He claimed for the longest time that there was a secret prostitution service for members of the royal family. So if you were like Prince Charles or William or Harry or any of those kids, like, you're like, well, I'm feeling a bit saucy tonight. And it's like they just deliver a redhead to your room in a box. And you do your business, and then they whisk her away again. Hmm. Just what he claimed. But I assume that those things are true. Just like I assume that when you become president, a guy takes you into a room and sits you down and tells you all the secrets. You know? Like what you would... I know this sounds like a stand-up bit, but I'm not. I've thought about this for a long time. That when George W. Bush was, quote, elected, they took him into a room and they sat him down. They're like, aliens are real. Kennedy is still alive. We captured Hitler in a box. He's in, you know, we've got him in a secret zoo somewhere. Just all they tell you, all the cool stuff. There is a Loch Ness monster, but there's no Sasquatch. And, you know, the irresistible force does beat the immovable object. All right, do you have any other questions? And then he says, like, where's the bathroom? And then they say, wah, wah. And then the curtain comes down, and then that scene is over. I have always figured that happened, though. Everyone's quit listening, haven't they? You all just zoned out like an hour ago.
I think you picked up the phone.
Oh, hello, Dan.
Hey, Rick, I was wondering about the...
Dan thought he was going to be on the air, and then he had another 10 minutes of my crap to listen to. What's up?
Well, the World Series of Pop Culture starts tonight, and there's a team from Portland.
Oh, is there?
Yeah, 503 PDX or PDX 503.
Oh, no one told me this. I mean, you did, but why did I not know about this? You didn't tell me about it.
I told you on Friday.
When?
Tim and I were watching VH1, and there was...
On the air?
Mm-hmm. No, not on the air, before the show.
Oh, I don't listen to that.
You guys got to get
anything
on.
You're saying before the show. Now, that show makes me angry, and I'll tell you why. That show makes me furious for the same reason that Rock and Roll Jeopardy does. It's because I'm busy here working, and I realize that I could be on that show making millions of dollars.
I feel the same way.
I watched Rock and Roll Jeopardy once, and I beat everybody on that show by like a factor of 5-1, and I could never watch it again because it just, I was like, I could beat Mark McGrath! You know, it's totally just sitting there embittered on the sofa. Is that air tonight on VH1?
Yes.
Can I just tell you this?
Another thing.
Yes.
Emmy nominations. Forrest Whitaker got snubbed.
Oh, for The Shield, which sucks. Yeah. I feel obligated to take all of your comments now because you waited on hold for like a day. The Forrest Whitaker on The Shield, which, by the way, pound for pound, is the best drama currently on television. And I know there are people who say 24, and I can't say definitively because I don't watch 24. But The Shield... This last season of The Shield is one of the best seasons of any program I have ever seen, ever. And
they got snubbed.
I can't.
Nothing.
Well, but
anything.
It sucks. But I mean, Michael Chiklis has won like 100 times anyway, so I feel okay about that. But Forrest Whitaker as a Detective Kavanaugh, that guy is one of the best characters I have ever seen anywhere.
Yeah.
Yes.
I thought for sure he'd get best supporting actor or something like that in a drama.
We will be talking to Peter Carlin next hour, apparently. I saw that on the screen, so we will be talking to him about the Shield and many other things. Thank you, Dan.
Thank you.
All right, there you go. Okay, I've done all my obligated phone calls.
Let's break them.
We didn't do any news.
We didn't.
Damn.
I know, let's break them and do some news.
Well, let's figure out what we're going to do here. Here's what I've got to get to. I have the Weekend Geek I got to play. What else? Davey's here.
Hi.
Okay. You're just gonna. I mean, I
I'll
just
give
feel,
Tim back.
No, no, no. I feel like this is. I feel like you're just gonna have to sit here and Sarah's gonna put her arm around you and comfort you for the next 15 weeks or whatever. Because theoretically speaking, if Storm were to win Rockstar, it would be almost 15 weeks. More than that, probably, because they probably pad it out with a bunch of, like,
they said it was 13 weeks, but I'm sure it would be longer.
It makes all of my... I mean, I just get a tight, cinched-up feeling just thinking about it.
So how many weeks has she been gone already?
She left on the 25th of June.
Is it true that when you guys played your final, when Storm and the Balls played their final Portland show, which was at Wilf's, I did not get to go to it, but is it true that you guys ended with leaving on a jet plane?
Yes.
Oh, come on. Did everybody cry?
There wasn't a dry eye in the house.
Oh, man, I can't
including
even.
Including my own.
I can't even imagine. Oh. All right, so we got to take a break. We got to go back to the city desk. We got Peter Carlin coming up. I got the Weekend Geek.
You want to play that now?
Yeah, let's play the Weekend Geek into the break. And then we have all the unpleasantness to get to.
Yeah, let's hurry because we have some stuff to talk about.
Boy, I don't even want to. Just see, and just I can just feel my blood pressure going up just thinking about it. See, that's the voice you need to use on Davey. That's the sweet, consoling, comforting voice. All right, well, we'll do the Weekend Geek, which I understand Aaron taped. He recorded this on a tiny laptop in a hotel room in Seattle. Because, you know, I had to go to that, Laura was going to drive me to that party this last weekend. Aaron himself made fun of me, and then karma struck him, because he was dragged to a girl's birthday party in Seattle, at which he had to write and say, and perform out loud a poem for her. So, between bouts of emasculation in Seattle this weekend, Aaron recorded this Weekend Geek in a hotel room. Back after this, the Rick Emerson Show.
And now, the Rick Emerson Show presents The Weekend Geek.
Hi, this is Aaron Duran of GeekInTheCity.com, and this is your all 8-bit version of the Week in Geek.
Remember, don't shoot food.
A strangely slow time in the world of geek news, as all of my feet were apparently out seeing Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Man's Chest, as it shattered the one-day world record of $55 million. People, the movie is not that good. I mean, just get out of your systems now, and then go back to playing at your rent fairs. The movie sucked.
Someone shot the food.
I can already smell Tom Hanks attempting to buy the rights to this story. Kyle MacDonald has achieved the impossible. Within 1 year, he was able to trade his one red paperclip for a house. I don't know how he did it, but it involved a generator, a pink of Budweiser, a Kiss snow globe, and Alice Cooper. So, you know, whatever. That's cool.
Valkyrie needs food badly.
And finally, this week in Portland, Oregon, the Hollywood Theater will begin to celebrate its 80th year anniversary. Come celebrate the life of the theater that has been able to fight off film festivals, fires, and Regal Cinemas. The festivities start on Friday, July 14th. You can find out more at HollywoodTheater.org. I'm Aaron Duran of GeekInTheCity.com, reminding you that only magic can kill death.
The Week in Geek, only from the Rick Emerson Show on AM 970, Solid State Radio.